I'm Chance Dorland, and this is The Docket, our weekly interview program covering lawn crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from ExpressNews.com. And I'm joined now by San Antonio Express News courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala. Great to have you back here on the podcast, Liz, where recently we talked about a new policy the Bexar County District Attorney had enacted regarding rejecting misdemeanor criminal trespassing charges for homeless people. That's just one change under District Attorney Joe Gonzalez, and this week he updated the community on other things he has done since taking office in January. So that's the topic of today's episode. What do we know about these changes, Liz, and how was this announcement made?
Yes, Chance, it's good to be back. On Thursday, Bexar County District Attorney Joe D. Gonzalez took to the steps of the historic Bexar County Courthouse to highlight changes in policy, new initiatives, and different approaches as to how his prosecutors, in conjunction with other departments within Bexar County, will focus on curbing crime, reducing recidivism, and keeping the population in control at the Bexar County Jail.
So, Elizabeth, you mentioned six initiatives. Tell me more about them and what we know about what's going on.
Well, yes, Chance. Joe detailed six initiatives and policy changes to members of the press. He was flanked by a community activist from the Texas Organizing Project, which has been instrumental in trying to see some of the things that Joe campaigned on. So let's take them in order. Regarding family violence, Joe and his staff created the Family Violence Unit, which handles crimes involving allegations of domestic violence, child abuse, and sexual abuse. He said that he has significantly boosted the number of felony prosecutors that are assigned to these cases. And he had many of his people in his administration standing along with him and members of the Texas Organizing Project. So the unit went from 22 to 35 felony prosecutors, which he said was a 60% increase. And he also hired an experienced family violence prosecutor to lead that unit. And next, he talked about that the community would be seeing the launch this summer of the Cite and Release program. The DA's office has worked with the Bexar County Sheriff's Office and the San Antonio Police Department and other local law enforcement agencies on this new program. He said the goal is to be able to issue tickets for misdemeanor offenses such as marijuana possession, misdemeanor theft, driving with an invalid license, and criminal mischief that does not include graffiti.
And so with this program, those offenses could be taken care of with just a ticket, correct?
Yes. Joe explained that this program would actually benefit law enforcement officers by allowing them to stay on the streets, you know, on the beat for other crimes that take precedence. He also said this would keep the jail population down, thus saving Bexar County taxpayers with housing people in the jail. It's estimated that it costs between $50 to $60 per day per inmate that is in the jail. And currently, the population at the jail is just under 4,000 inmates, and their capacity is 5,000. So people who participate in this program and successfully complete the requirements will avoid an arrest and a criminal record. But yes, this will be, you know, a ticket offense. And Joe said on Thursday that the only thing that they are waiting on really to start this program are really the citations that they're going to be having to use, you know, that the law enforcement officers are going to be having to use when they actually stop someone on these particular violations.
So yeah, just a few more details there to get underway, and then that program can begin in earnest. What else did the DA say about these upcoming changes?
Yes, there were more things. Another crucial change to an existing program is pretrial diversion. And these are programs that are designed to address what court officials call the, quote, root causes of crime by providing treatment or other services to stop the cycle of crime and help people steer clear of a criminal record. While Joe has been in office, he has expanded this existing program, he said, by making it easier for people to participate. And he said he did this by removing application fees and mandated guilty pleas, in addition to strict guidelines that pretty much prevented many people from taking part. Joe also said he's giving his prosecutors more discretion to allow people into the program.
So, this pretrial diversion program, how exactly is that going to take place?
The way it's been explained is that once a person is accepted into the diversion program, prosecutors will dismiss the case and allow the person to complete the program and go through the different requirements and criteria that the particular program sets forth for them. If they successfully complete it, the DA's office will agree to an expunction of that offense from the person's criminal record. So, as an example, Joe pointed out that in his first 100 days as criminal district attorney, 1,109 people have been admitted into a pretrial diversion program. And that compares with 259 people in the first 100 days of 2018, which was under the final year of former district attorney Nicholas LaHood, whom Gonzalez defeated in the primary.
Also, something at play here, these changes that we're talking about, is if someone is caught and they're charged now with trace drug possession, small amounts of a drug like marijuana, that might not be the case in the future.
Yes, we spoke a little bit about cite and release and the fact that Joe believes that officers need to spend more time on the streets to combat violence. This part of it focuses on the resources of the DA's office, namely their prosecutors. So the office will not prosecute people for possession of what they call penalty group one controlled substances, which include opiates like heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, you know, when the amount is less than 0.25 grams, I guess a quarter of a gram. So to illustrate his point, he held up a pink artificial sweetener packet, saying that the amount in the packet actually was more than 0.25 grams. So that's, we're talking like a very little bit. So, and also, he said his office won't prosecute people for simple marijuana possession of less than 1 ounce. And you know, this is something that I spoke a little bit with Laquita Garcia, who is the Texas coordinator for the Texas Organizing Project. And that was, I mean, all of these initiatives have gotten their attention because, you know, this is something that's happening across the state. And she particularly was pointing out that, you know, for what they call the trace drug possession, this is like a really, really small amount. So they're very anxious to see how this would work, and they're hoping that it will work because it will, you know, people will be able to have an opportunity to clean up their record without being arrested and have a record for that small of an amount of a drug.
Something we've talked about previously here on the podcast, Elizabeth, was bail. Specifically regarding a crime like a misdemeanor criminal trespass, but just the idea of people not being able to post bail and basically sitting in jail because they might not even have just a couple hundred dollars. That's also part of these new changes, correct?
Yes. You know, Joe had said since he campaigned and recently when we spoke of the change, which we began talking about at the beginning of the program about the misdemeanor trespass violations, that the Joe does not believe that someone should languish in jail just because they don't have the means to pay bail. And this, of course, happened after two people died in the jail. We talked about that during that previous program, that these two people each suffered from mental illness, and they did not have the money, one for a $300 bond, and then another, the other case, it was a $500 bond. So Joe's new bail policy would work like this. In cases where a defendant is charged with a misdemeanor or state jail felony, his prosecutors would recommend release on what is called a personal recognizance bond, or in the courthouse, they call them PR bonds, which means that they don't have to pay any money. The only restrictions to participating in that, you know, having a PR bond, would be if the defendant is a flight risk, or if the defendant is a danger to the community or the victim in that particular case.
And then finally, Elizabeth, I guess I'm just wondering, what do you think about the changes that we've talked about on today's episode? Would you call these substantial changes? Do you think that these are changes that people working in the Bexar County courts might call substantial?
I think so, Chance. I really do. I mean, I think that you've seen many stories across the nation. Let's just use cite and release as an example. There's a lot of states across the nation that are you know, decriminalizing marijuana. They are, you know, letting people smoke it recreationally and or medicinally. But really, there's, I think as the wave starts to go, you know, across the country, I think you see, you know, cities and entities, you know, even here in the state of Texas, where they are starting to look at these particular programs and try to, you know, get the jails not to be crowded, first of all, because of the cost for taxpayers. But you know, there's a lot of other things. And in talking to people about it, there are so many things that you can't do if you have a criminal record. You can't get a place to live. You can't get a job. Those are two huge things that everybody, you know, needs to have. So I think when you look at how they have structured this, where they're, you know, for these penalty group one controlled substances, that when the amount is less than a little bit, you know, less than a quarter of a gram, smaller than, you know, an artificial sweetener packet. And then, you know, for, simple marijuana possession of less than an ounce, you know, some of these folks, they could be first time offenders. And if there wasn't policies like this, you know, people might not get a second chance. And, you know, you have a criminal record, it follows you around everywhere. So these initiatives regarding what the DA said on Thursday, the bottom line are to provide a more efficient and what he calls a just manner to prosecute crime in Bexar County while keeping the community safe. But, you know, he recognizes that people are still going to be arrested for crimes by law enforcement officers. But Joe said working closely with Bexar County Sheriff's Office and with the San Antonio Police Department, that his prosecutors won't make any final prosecution decisions until they've looked at all the evidence and they've taken each case separately on a case-by-case basis and decide. So I imagine, Chance, that we will discuss these policy changes and initiatives again moving forward. So stay tuned.
And thank you to San Antonio Express News courts and crime reporter Elizabeth Zavala for joining me for today's episode of The Docket, our weekly interview program covering long crime in San Antonio and Bexar County from expressnews.com. For the San Antonio Express News, I'm Chance Dorland.